Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says most meetings between jazz and so-called world music have been a bust, reducing both traditions to their lowest common denominator. But Kevin says two new albums of electric jazz are on the right track.
Jazz musicians are usually eager, if not always ready, to absorb new rhythms. It took a lot of them 10 years before they could play a passable reggae beat. Electric jazz has been especially hard up for alternatives to caveman rock beats or complicated funk vamps that don't swing. But two new albums that look to West Africa and North Africa for inspiration find different ways out of the old rhythmic ruts. Cornet player Graham Haines' CD, Nocturne Parisian, is on the Muse label. Graham Haines comes from New York, but he'd moved to Paris to assemble the band of West African, American, and European musicians on his new album. Haines says he got interested in complex cross rhythms through his father, the great jazz drummer Roy Haines, and that he wanted musicians who could play polyrhythms without reading them off of sheet music. Like a lot of other jazz composers, Haines is convinced learning music by ear helps it come alive. By letting his players find their own ways into the web-like rhythms, everything breathes more freely. The bubbling percussion and the drone of an Indian tambora make a nice setting for his cornet, too. As you can hear, he's a Miles Davis fan. To be honest, Graham Haines' band concept is still developing. Some tracks on his CD sound more like sketches than finished pieces, and his keyboard player is way too fond of sampled voices and strings. Haines is still sorting out what works and what doesn't. By contrast, saxophonist and composer Ned Rothenberg has been leading his double band for a few years, and their focus is razor sharp. Their debut CD on the Moores Music label is called Overlays. The six-piece double band is really two mirror-image trios of alto sax, electric bass, and percussion. Sometimes, the trios play similar phrases, but in different rhythmic cycles. That's sort of how West African drum choirs work. The trio may start out playing in sync, then one group will shift out of phase with the other, setting up elaborate syncopations, some written and some improvised. Ned Rothenberg is a serious student of world musics, and his double band's fluid rhythms owe a lot to the Rai music of Morocco. The blurry doubling of parts recalls trance-like Moroccan djajouka music, too. It's a smart mix, But in a sense, Rothenberg's just doing what smart musicians often do, appropriating good ideas from other players or genres without trying to copy their sound.
Kevin Whitehead is a jazz critic and record annotator in New York. He reviewed Nocturne Parisian by Graham Haynes and Overlays by Ned Rothenberg and his double band.